Chapter 5. The planetary surface on Bastatha was superheated by its red giant of a sun, uninhabitable by all but the most ineradicable bacteria and the sturdiest mining droids. As the mirror bright sliced through the hazy golden sky, it drew trails in the clouds of sulfur and methane that boiled in the valleys. On Bastatha, the underground was literally underground. Leia watched as the mirror bright dived straight toward the surface of the planet, nimbly turning sideways just in time to slip into a narrow crack that turned into a cavern. Joff Seastriker's X-Wing followed behind, keeping close despite the numerous stalagmites and stalactites now breaking up the narrow spaces they had to traverse. The thin rays of the sunlight above soon faded into nothingness, and the air cleared into something humans could breathe. Greer cut their speed as they began to navigate by sensors and running lights alone. Finally, they reached the platform where the municipal authorities were waiting for them, an oasis of light amid the stony gloom. As Greer lowered the mirror bright for its landing, Leia smoothed her hair. "Let me do the talking." Casterfo didn't like this any better than she'd expected him to. "The local authorities will no doubt wish to hear from us both." "The local authorities are merely puppets. They do whatever the cartel leaders want. Our job is to reveal little and promise nothing." Leia raised an eyebrow. "Understand?" "Perfectly," Casterfo sniffed. "If at any point we run into anything in the galaxy you don't already know, please alert me. I shall wish to record the event for posterity."
"Did he just say..."
Before Leia could lose her cool, C-3PO chimed in.
"Oh, sir, you need not trouble yourself. I am programmed to record all essential conversations, and as you know, I am fluent in nearly 7 million forms of communication."
"Yes, we know." Leia gestured to silence the droid, then forced herself back into diplomatic mode. Casterfo didn't like her any more than she liked him. Fair enough. If he just had the sense to shut up and let her handle this, they'd be fine. The magistrates, both of them Nyctos, practically fell all over themselves to welcome the New Republic envoys.
"What an honor,"
said Magistrate Tosta, one clawed hand to his chest.
"To meet the famous Princess Leia Organa in person. But of course, we are just as pleased to meet Senator Casterfo,"
hissed Magistrate Zune.
"So new to the Senate, and yet already so well-respected."
Their flattery applied to everyone, and they even insisted upon inviting her staffers and pilots along to dinner as well. Everyone accepted, save Greer, who insisted so convincingly upon remaining with the ships that anyone would think it was her personal preference, not Leia's cautious orders. They set out, Leia and Casterfo in the lead, with Corey and Joff just behind, to a chorus of praise from Tosta and Zune for the New Republic, for Leia's war record, for everyone's clothing, and so on. Even C-3PO was plied with flattery. Such an unusually sophisticated droid. Had he truly been with her so long? Extraordinary. Luckily, C-3PO was the only member of the team whose head could be turned by such stuff. The rest of them stayed on track, as they were led deeper into the caverns of Bastatha. All business and personal life was conducted within these enormous tunnels of stone, most of them carved until they seemed to sweep up into majestic arches and vaults. The natural colors of the rock had been polished until they shone in mottled clouds of black, red, and every shade of gray. Air traveled through the tunnels in erratic gusts and gales, sometimes catching the edges of Leia's long robes, but mostly blowing overhead. "Where it steals the sound," she thought. Otherwise, every word spoken here would echo. Were Bastatha's strange air currents truly ungovernable by modern climate technology? She doubted it. No, this place was designed to keep its secrets close.
"We have prepared a table for you all at our grandest establishment,"
fawned Tosta, whose gaudy, gilt-edged robe put even Casterfo's finery to shame.
amid the splendors of the nightlife Bastatha is coming to be known for.
Meaning Rinriven Dai didn't want to hear about any of you getting a chance to speak with the senatorial delegation in private, Leia thought. Yes, you're positioning this world as a resort, aren't you?
The market for gambling in this region has too long been monopolized by the uncivilized,
Zun interjected.
We can offer a far more sophisticated experience here.
Indeed they could. Leia's party was ushered through gigantic doors that sectioned the tunnel, an arbitrary but effective split between what was considered outside and in. Glinting metal tiles spiraled upward along the richly carved columns that appeared to hold the ceiling 50 meters overhead. Perhaps 1,000 visitors lounged at the long oval tables, some of them merely eating or drinking, but most of them gaming. The dealer droids had been uniformly plated in shining copper so that they looked more like ornaments than tools as they dealt cards, spun wheels, and called out the winners and losers.
And here we are.
Tosta held out his scaly hands to present their table, which was placed nearly in the middle of the gaming hall.
We even have Ryosan mead to honor Senator Casterfo.
Leia accepted her glass without acknowledgement. She liked mead, but she couldn't enjoy the sweet taste while Casterfo preened before the Nikto's flattery. Are we only here to eat? She said. Or will we be able to enjoy Bastatha at its best? The Nikto's went still, their confusion obvious. Zun began,
Senator Organa, I beg your pardon, but if the arrangements are not to your liking...
Your arrangements are splendid! She smiled warmly before gesturing at the games of chance nearby. But after our meal, will we not be allowed to play? Immediately, both Nikto's brightened. Tosta said,
But of course. What game would be the noble senator's pleasure?
Sabacc, if you don't mind. Their smiles sharpened, the telltale sign of those who expected to make some money in short order. Sabacc was notoriously tricky, and the odds were always in the house's favor. But few Sabacc players had learned the game from Han Solo and Lando Calrissian.
Honestly, Casterfo whispered as he leaned closer to Leia. Is this the kind of example we should be setting as representatives of the Senate?
These people don't respect decorum. They respect cunning.
Leia gave him a sidelong look.
Besides, if you're so worried about setting a good example, maybe you shouldn't spend so much time staring at the upper gallery.
Above them, on a wide balcony, strolled scantily clad people of 12 species and at least 4 genders Leia had spotted thus far.
I didn't intend...
Casterfo's pale skin flushed.
The guests there seem determined to catch our eyes.
Of course. That's because they're not guests.
I would guess the casino refers to them as independent contractors. Leia took pleasure in watching Casterfo's face as he realized he'd been ogling the paid escorts, and with no intention of buying, which was rude on any planet. He sank back into his seat, obviously caught between embarrassment and ill-concealed umbrage. The banquet itself was pleasant enough, with food that was popular on several worlds, all of it prepared well. Leia made polite chit-chat about economic development with her Nikto hosts, paying more attention to what they didn't say than what they did. For instance, Tosta and Zun spoke often of investors without ever identifying who any of those investors might be or what their main financial interests were. They praised the New Republic in terms that might have been thought flattering for a populist. Respect for independent worlds, a less controlling approach, and so forth. But were borderline insulting to Casterfo, who clearly wasn't sure how a good centrist ought to respond. Of course, the Nikto's weren't actually declaring their allegiance to a party. They just didn't want anyone interfering in their business. Leia's eyes took in even more information than her ears. Some of this was merely amusing. For instance, the sight of tow-headed Joff Seastriker trying hard to come across as grown-up and experienced, when really, he looked as young and bright as a meadow flower. Meanwhile, Corey adeptly talked her way through the usual courtesies while working hard to recall every word.
If Greer had been here, her quick mind would have been able to replay the conversations nearly as accurately as C-3PO. But Greer had been teaching Corey all her best tricks, and it appeared Corey was learning fast. Castelfo made a point of complimenting the food, the arrangements, all of it. And Leia noticed that he drew people's eyes even without openly trying to. This wasn't the same kind of fascination she knew she commanded, the sort that caused whispers. Princess Leia, the Rebellion, the Senator, the Princess, and so on. Ransom Castelfo wasn't that famous, at least not yet. But his good looks and youth, combined with his evident power and prosperity, gave him a luster few could deny. Most of the attention focused on him was open curiosity, though with many, the interest clearly involved attraction as well. Leia smiled as she imagined Castelfo as a shiny bauble she could dangle before the crowd. A perfect distraction. She particularly noticed a nearby table of humans. None of them were playing cards. Although they held drinks, they appeared to be nursing them rather slowly. This wasn't a group of hardcore gamblers, or even people out looking for a good time. They were quiet, watchful, curious. Leia focused hardest on an older woman, perhaps 10 to 15 years her senior, whose long, dark, curly hair was boldly streaked with silver. Her face showed the impact of small scars she hadn't bothered to have healed. Maybe she'd been in the war. Although she said little, body language alone proclaimed that this woman was in charge. Her dark eyes scanned the room constantly, back and forth and back again, as inexorably as any security sensor. Never once did her gaze linger on Leia or on Castelfo. They might as well have been inanimate objects. But it was this very inattention, or the appearance of it, that tipped Leia off. Anyone else would at least notice the sudden arrival of a senatorial mission in the center of the room. This woman's impassivity was a clue that she did not want to be noticed in return. Who was she? And why was it so important to her to remain unseen? So after the meal, when the dealer droid offered to start a game of sabacc for her table, Leia shook her head. Not enough at stake for a truly exciting game. If you could direct me to one of the larger tables...
Senator Organa.
Castelfo leaned closer to her, appalled.
What can you be thinking?
I'm thinking I'd like to play some cards.
These are professionals. Do you realize that if you were to lose to them, they could try to hold your debts over you for favors or political bribes?
Leia patted Castelfo's arm.
Relax.
He didn't relax, even though, 2 hours later, his complaints had totally changed direction. Castelfo leaned over her shoulder at the gaming table, crushed in closer to her by the throngs who had come to watch.
They think you're cheating.
I doubt it. Leia tossed a card into the interference field, an opalescent octagonal column of energy in the center of the gaming board. Around her were clustered the only remaining players. A human man with dark skin and a frown, a Lonerin who kept pushing his fur back from his eyes as if improving his view of his cards might also improve his hand, and a dark blue, long-snouted Toydarian woman who hovered fitfully at the end of the table. In front of Leia was piled a good portion of her winnings to date. But she'd already pushed a lot of those winnings into the pot for this hand, and she was tempted to push forward the rest. Why would they think I was cheating, Castelfo? You said so yourself. These are professionals. They know I'm on the up and up.
Your streak of good fortune would seem to go beyond chance, Castelfo said primly.
It's not about luck. It's about probabilities. Han and Lando had both taught her the likelihood of each card coming up. The trick was to play those odds and never, ever deviate in the heat of emotion. For all the excitement surrounding her, the Nikto officials pleased the senator was enjoying herself, Joff and Corey laughing with delight, Leia kept her cool. The randomizer flickered, changing the cards in their hands again. Her eyes widened as she recognized the final card she needed, and she hit the control. I call. Immediately, all the hands went on display. The Lonerin's hand, with a mere 16 points, was barely worth considering. Both the Toydarian and the other human had 19 points, however. Leia's hand showed the Ace of Coins and the Ace of Sabers, 30 points and well over maximum. But there, glittering in the interference field, was the star, value negative 10.
20 points!
Joff started to applaud, and others followed suit.
You won again!
The dealer pushed yet more chips over to Leia as the crowd murmured and clapped. Instead of claiming them, Leia called out,
These aren't for me. They're for everyone. I'd like to buy a drink for every single being in the house.
Wild cheering followed, and immediately droids began to roll out, their trays filled with tall glasses of something green that wafted wisps of smoke.
I ought to have expected it.
Casterfo crossed his arms in front of his chest.
A cheap trick to win over the crowd.
Not that cheap.
Leia watched as her pile of winnings began to diminish. The drinks on Bastatha were of the highest quality, and therefore the highest prices. But this was exactly what she'd won the money for.
Very well played, ma'am,
Corey said, her glass of green stuff already in hand.
Would you like a tally of your wins and losses? Not that there are that many losses to mark down.
That's all right, Corey. Enjoy yourself, but be careful. That's a lot stronger than Ryosin mead. Leia turned her attention to one of the server droids, one that appeared sophisticated enough to answer questions. Is everybody enjoying their drinks?
Free intoxicants are among those gifts most welcomed by sentient biological life forms,
the droid replied. Leia casually said, What about them over there? The people who just got their drinks directly in front of us. The table in front of her was that of the dark-eyed woman she'd seen earlier. Although she did not acknowledge Leia's win, this woman and her companions accepted their drinks quickly and quietly, attempting to avoid the very attention they had just earned.
The party from Daxum 4 have lodged no complaints during this visit to Bastatha, ma'am.
Daxum 4. Leia mentally catalogued that name for later. Maybe her curiosity had only seized upon a random group of people, frequent gamblers who would naturally visit a world like this often, calmer than most. Her suspicion of them was only a hunch, but her hunches often proved to be right. Luke said those strong instincts of hers served as proof of the Force, evidence that it was working through her all the time. Maybe he was right. But Leia believed just as much in her experience and her common sense. All of them were telling her the same thing. The woman from Daxum 4 meant trouble. Just how much trouble? Only time would tell.